Update of the avalanche forecast for Thursday, the 5th of February 2026. Wind slabs and weakly bonded old snow represent the main danger. All day it applies above the treeline moderate avalanche danger, so danger level 2, below low avalanche danger, so danger level 1. All day, above the treeline, we have a persistent weak layer problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. Furthermore, all day, above the treeline, we have a wind slab problem, especially in the aspects west to north to east. The fresh and somewhat older wind slabs are lying on the unfavorable surface of an old snowpack on west to north to east facing aspects. These can be released easily, even by a single winter sport participant. Avalanches can release the weakly bonded old snow as well and reach medium size. Caution is to be exercised in particular on wind-loaded slopes, as well as in gullies and bowls, and behind abrupt changes in the terrain above the treeline. Avalanches can additionally in some places be released in the weakly bonded old snow also. Such avalanche-prone locations are barely recognizable. In the regions neighboring those that are subject to danger level 3, considerable, the prevalence and size of the avalanche-prone locations will increase. Whomping sounds and the formation of shooting cracks when stepping on the snowpack serve as an alarm indicating the danger. And now the snowpack. As a consequence of the sometimes strong wind, the wind slabs have increased in size additionally. These are lying on surface hoar, in particular on wind-protected shady slopes. The snowpack is unfavorably layered. The old snowpack consists of faceted crystals. We have the following danger patterns: DP.1, deep persistent weak layer, DP.8, surface hoar blanketed with snow. The tendency for Friday, the 6th of February 2026 indicates a steady avalanche danger. Have a nice day and don't forget to be careful.